Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoppen with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we're talking to Nate Jones. I'm tempted to call him Dr. Nathan Jones, but that would be his father, who's the doctor. Whom I know, he actually, Nate Jones, senior, is the guy who, actually first, serendipitously discovered that, xylitol protects against nasal infections. He, had a family practice and dealt with a lot of runny nose kids. He himself had a whole passel of kids. So, it was in his interest to prevent and treat upper respiratory infections. So he discovered the potential of xylitol. He didn't have the fire in the belly to start a company, but his son did. His son is with us, Nathan Jones. Do I have that right, Nate?
Well, other than my dad's name is not.
Oh, Nathan, I'm sorry.
Jones. My dad's name is Alonzo.
That's
or
okay.
Lon Jones.
Okay, Lon Jones. Sorry. But the rest of the facts, although the names may be disguised, the rest of the facts are true.
Yes,
so
that is correct.
So, let's provide our listeners with some news they can use because, you know, I think the big concern, two big concerns, you know, protecting your teeth and averting colds and flus and dealing with chronic sinusitis, respiratory infections. A lot of people have these problems. There's a lot of air pollution. And so people's respiratory tracts take a beating. So why should xylitol confer protection? Can you give us a basic primer on what it does in the nasal passages and in the mouth?
Well, in the mouth, what it does is it'll take me a couple of minutes, but in the mouth, please. What it does, you have these biofilms, and what you have is you have all of this bacteria. Strep is most of it. The strep mutans in your mouth, and all these other bacteria that break down 6-carbon sugars. And they make this acid. And that acid is what dissolves your teeth and causes cavities. And when you have enough of these bacteria, they do it's called quorum sensing. And as soon as they have enough, they start secreting this ooze, this gelatinous ooze, and all these bacteria get into this, and it's kind of like a city. I mean, I refer to it as a bacterial city. Mm-hmm. And they do it because it protects them, because they can actually control what comes in and out of that biofilm. And if there's something that the bacteria perceive as harmful to them, such as an antibiotic, they don't allow it into the biofilm. And antibiotics are very ineffective against bacteria that live in a biofilm. But the difference between antibiotics and xylitol is that the xylitol looks like the 6-carbon sugars. The xylitol looks to the bacteria like it's sucrose, glucose, fructose, sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol. All of those are 6-carbon sugars. And so the bacteria, they see these sugars and they let them into the biofilm and they eat them up because they think they're going to get energy. With xylitol, they think they're going to get energy, but they don't because it's a different molecular structure. And so they eat it and they can't metabolize it. And so they just keep eating and eating and eating and they end up blowing up.
It's kind of a square peg in a round hole, in effect. I mean, or it's another analogy I've used.
Exactly.
A Trojan horse. It gets admitted into, it penetrates the biofilm. It gets taken up by the bacteria, but it kills them. Okay.
And as soon as enough of those bacteria in that biofilm eat enough xylitol, the whole biofilm falls apart because you have all these sick, dead bacteria mm-hmm. living in there.
Low
like
energy.
The Black Plague.
Yeah.
Yeah. In medieval Europe, these towns, these cities would collapse. Mm-hmm. And that's what happens. And so when you're using it in your nose, you're doing the same thing. I mean, you wrote a really good article a number of years ago where you were talking about how bacterial biofilms or biofilms in general are going to be present sinus cavities of people that have upper respiratory issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's of course why, I mean, people wonder, why don't the antibiotics work anymore? Maybe the first time or a couple of times they were effective at beating back the infection, but then they just seem to be, ineffective.
And that's why, is because once you get that biofilm taking root, you'll get sick every couple of months, because every couple of months you're going to have a little chunk of that biofilm that falls off, and the bacteria that fall off are going to become planktonic, and that's when you get sick. Mm-hmm. The thing is if the bacteria stay in the biofilm, you don't get sick either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's only when a piece or a chunk of it falls off and goes out into your body again, and you get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And what xylitol does is it actually breaks up the biofilm, so you don't have those chronic issues.
Same thing with the mouth. The mouth too. And I think an example of a biofilm is, if you haven't brushed your teeth for, you skip your morning toothbrushing routine, and, later in the day your teeth feel kind of sticky and gummy, and you run your finger across your front molar, your front incisor. And
if you have molars in the front, something's wrong.
Well, I don't know. Maybe certain parts of the country people do, but, with good cosmetic dentistry, probably not. Your incisor, right? That's the front tooth. You're going to get a little scum under your finger. It's kind of icky, but, it makes you realize that, yeah, maybe I should have brushed that off. That's a biofilm.
Yep. And you get those all over your body.
Yep. And
so...
So within your respiratory tract, and this is a problem in medicine, is biofilms form around prosthetics. They form around joint replacements. They form around breast implants. Any foreign body is kind of a happy docking place for bacteria that form biofilms, which is really a big problem in medicine. I wrote an article for postgraduate medicine on the subject. And how it's a real challenge, because antibiotics don't suffice when biofilms form. Unfortunately, we don't have, Clear doesn't make xylitol products for injection into a hip joint or into a, beneath a chin implant that might harbor bacteria in a biofilm.
I don't even know what a chinian implant is.
People who don't have good chins, they put a little piece of silicone in their chin it's a cosmetic surgery thing, anyway, sometimes those get infected. Sometimes those create problems. But back to cold and flu prevention sounds great in theory, right? The hypothesis is quite reasonable. When the rubber meets the road, are there studies, is there anecdotal evidence that this really works for people?
Well, there's a couple of studies that show that it works. The Czech study that was done back in 2007, I think it was, they used Clear. We sent them a bunch of product and they used it in their studies. There's actually a study going on right now in Canada where they're using a gel, like our baby tooth gel, to see how that actually affects babies getting ear infections. There's a couple of other ones, but
so the theory there is that you put it in the mouth of a baby, and because of the communication to the ears, there's the eustachian tubes that what goes in the mouth can prevent the infection from tracking from the mouth into the ears and vice versa.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, one of the first studies that my dad read in 1998, I think, was one where they had actually gone back and looked at all these dental research studies. And when they were looking at all of these dental research studies and how it was preventing tooth decay, what they just noticed as a side note, as a footnote in all these studies, is that the kids that were using the xylitol, not only were they not getting cavities, but just by using the gum with xylitol, they were getting 42% fewer ear infections. And it was published in British Medical Journal, BMJ, in October of 1998, I believe.
Okay.
And that's the one that he read. And then 2 months after that one was published, there was another study published showing how it blocked bacterial adhesion. And that's how he came up with putting it into a nasal spray.
Mm-hmm. So
the other way that it works. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, the other way that it works in your nose is just because it's non-absorbable. And so most people and doctors, everybody talk about using saline sprays.
Right. I was going to get, you anticipated my question, because there's an intrinsic benefit to just moisturizing the nasal passages. So many doctors just say, well, just use nasal spray, use nasal spray. Well, this is like, yeah, you got all the benefits of nasal spray, saline, with the added benefit of xylitol. That's sort of the idea there, right?
It is. It is, except using saline is actually not good. And the reason for that, they've known this since the studies that they did at the University of Iowa with people with cystic fibrosis.
Mm-hmm. Which is a real challenge. I mean, they get infections all the time.
Yeah, but what happens is when you spray salt water into your nose, mm-hmm. after about 30 minutes, the salt is actively transported. It's actively transported into your tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that the water is going to follow it, which means you're going to have a little bit of inflammation.
Swelling, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so if you keep using it, because it only takes 30 to 45 minutes for that to happen. So if you keep using it, and this is what Dr. Nasuli presented in 2015 at the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, is he compared using Clear, our product, to a normal saline. And what he showed is after 3 weeks of continual usage, the people that used the saline, they had actually caused inflammation and restricted the airflow, whereas using the xylitol improved their airway volume by 36%.
Hmm.
Because the xylitol is non-absorbable.
Oh, okay.
It's going to sit there in your snot. It's going to osmotically pull moisture out of the tissue, uh-huh. reducing that inflammation, opening your airway.
Is that what, and I notice when I use Clear, you know, it's like my nose runs a little more, and you sort of get a nasal flush, and you know, you boil your nose, you clear out some of that detritus. And is that what's happening, that it pulls moisture out?
That's what it does. And the thing is that when you use a saline, because if the air is dry and you're using a saline, again, it's going to last you 30 to 45 minutes before you're going to have to use it again. Clear. Because the xylitol is not absorbable, it's gonna sit there in your, and I know this is gross, but it sits there in your snot through the whole mucociliary clearance cycle, mm-hmm. which is 4 to 5 hours. So you're going to use it once or twice a day and be fine, as opposed to using it every 30, 45 minutes.
You say it's a little gross, you know, you're talking about snot, but SNOT is actually a rating system for response to some of these applications, right? There's a snot score. And I think some of the studies have made use of that. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely. The sinonasal outcome test. I'm very familiar with it.
The sinonasal, it's the snot test, the sinonasal. I love these acronyms. Okay, what is it? What's that about?
Well, they take, and there you have your snot 20, you have a snot 25, and really all it is how many questions are on it.
Okay.
And so if you have... what they're doing is they use it. And so if you go into an ENT or any program where they're actually going to rate and see how a product is affecting you, they're going to give you 20 to 25 or 30 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And really they're just questions about how comfortable you are mm-hmm. with whatever congestion you have. Does it make you be a mouth breather? Does it make you think, are you self-conscious? I mean, a lot of them are just your personal feelings
mm-hmm.
and your personal thing. It's not really them going in and measuring stuff. It's you measuring it yourself. And the doctors that did this, Dr. Nasuli, it was a 25% improvement in their snot score.
Well, that's
by using our product over a saline.
Well, that's a very distinctive difference. How do you use it? Do you use it preventively, or if you get a problem, should you use it more? I think there's some confusion about that.
Well, the thing is that what I tell people and the way my dad developed it, it is a hygiene tool.
Okay.
It is just like toothpaste. It is just like brushing your nose. It's just like washing your hands. It's just like taking a shower. It's just like cleaning. Mm-hmm. Because that, in essence, that's what the xylitol does. And we have other products out there. I mean, if you know that you're going to have allergies every April, March, every spring, then just start using the Max during those time frames. And it does have, it has capsaicin in it, but that's just a natural low dose or,
what is
low
the
grade antihistamine.
What is that? Capsaicin, obviously, it's a spicy thing. It's in hot chili pepper. Does that make you feel like, you've just snorted a hot red hot chili?
There's not enough of it in there to do that.
Okay.
But it is a low, I'm not sure what the term is. It's a low grade antihistamine.
Okay.
It's just a natural antihistamine.
And it's anti-inflammatory too. I mean, there's studies that show that while it seems to burn when you take it, there's actually some studies that show that capsaicin may have a protective effect against ulcers when taken orally. So maybe it has an anti-inflammatory effect on the nose. I'm not sure.
That could be. But I mean, one of Clear, our company goals is to lower the amount of drugs that people take to live a healthy and productive and happy life. You know, if we can keep people healthy so they don't go get sick, then they're not going to have to use all of the over-the-counter drugs. They're not going to have to use as much fluticasone. They're not going to have to use as many antibiotics. They're not going to have to get their teeth drilled out and filled as much. They're not, you know, all of these corrective and recovery type products, if they're using our products, our goal is that they don't have to use as many of the drugs, and they're going to save money doing it.
Indeed. Apropos of fluticasone, was there not a study that I recall where they did a comparison between xylitol nasal spray and fluticasone, which is actually the main ingredient in things like Nasacort, which common nasal treatment?
Yeah. No, there was a study that was published in one of the European pulmonology journals in September of this year, and it was a study that was actually done in Turkey, but they compared using fluticasone, and it's a nasal steroid, with using Clear. And what they found was that to treat the symptoms of rhinitis, it worked, the xylitol worked just as good as the fluticasone.
Mm-hmm. Without some of the adverse effects, because when you take nasal steroids, they neutralize your immune system. You actually become more vulnerable to infections. Plus, there are some systemic effects because of, there's a reason that people snort cocaine. It gets into the bloodstream and, it goes into your body. And if you snort steroids, you're going to get small amounts of steroids, that affect your bones, affect your eyes, affect your insulin response.
Some
people do this day in, day out for the rest of their lives. Not good.
That is actually very, very bad. Have you met Dr. Ferrer?
Indeed, I have, yes. And he's been a guest on this program, as you might recall.
I was actually with him last weekend in San Diego presenting to Major League Baseball trainers.
Oh, cool.
All of the Major League Baseball teams, they were having their winter meetings, and they invited us to go down there and actually sit down with each of the trainers from each of the teams and talk to them about what it was. And Gus, or Dr. Ferrer, kept bringing up that with all of the fluticasone that these people are using, there's actually a very strong link between the overuse of fluticasone and hip, arthritis of the hips.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I was like, well, that's a good reason why a baseball player that has to run shouldn't be using it.
Well, yeah, I just hope that Garrett Cole, who we just acquired for the Yankees, isn't using fluticasone, because we just paid upwards of $300 million for him for a 9-year contract. So I hope we get the word to the Yankee trainer that the Yankees should be using Clear instead of steroids. And, you're not supposed to use steroids in baseball anyway. You test positive for steroids. That's not good.
Well, I just had a meeting with him, and that was last Friday and Saturday, and I've already had a couple of them that have sent me emails saying that they started using the stuff I gave them, and they want to have their team start using them.
Well, that's key.
The
What we need is a sign in Yankee Stadium for Clear, and maybe we can get a player endorsement. I'll see if I can work on that from my end here.
Right, that works.
Yeah. The dosage for the application for prevention is going to be what, twice daily is optimal? Do it twice a day?
Correct. And what we tell people is for the first 2 or 3 weeks you use it, use it 3 or 4 times a day.
Okay.
And the reason for that is if you have a biofilm, in your airway, you want to keep the pressure on it. And if it, your mucociliary clearance cycle is 3 to 4 hours, use it every 3 to 4 hours.
Want to knock it
down. Yeah, to knock it down. After that, just put it with your toothbrush. And every morning when you brush your teeth, wash your nose. Every evening when you brush your teeth, wash your nose. You're going to keep it. You're going to prevent other biofilms from rooting in and taking taking root in there if you keep doing that on a regular basis. My personal example.
Yep, go.
I've been sick once in 22 years.
Oof.
I have children who you've met my kids, but my my 9-year-old Sophia has been sick 2 days of her life.
Whoa.
And she was 8 years old or 8 months old.
That is
she
so
doesn't
atypical.
Remember it.
That is so atypical. Yeah.
My well, my 6-year-old who's almost seven. She's never been sick a day in her life. You can ask either one of my kids what it's like to be sick, and they'll look like you and say, I don't know.
And that's so atypical for that population. It's a given among kids. I mean, the whole deal is, they may be okay when they stay at home, and once they start going to preschool, nursery school, kindergarten, it's like a petri dish for infections, and then you bring it home, and then you get sick. The parents get sick. Then the grandparents get sick, and everybody's sick.
Yeah. No, my kids, as you know, not only have they been going to school since they were four, but they travel the world. I mean, they went to India with me. They've been all over the world.
They eat well too. I know you and I know your wife and you feed them, no sugar, none of the, no processed foods, everything organic.
So, no, that's true.
Yeah. Let's talk about the dental because the dental is a little different. You actually have sort of a 4-a-day principle when it comes to xylitol applications, and you can do it with a gum, you can do it with a mouthwash, you can do it with the, they have these little, pastilles. That you suck on. So that's the rule is 4 a day for mouth protection and gum protection.
Correct.
Okay.
That is correct. And that's one of the reasons why dentists keep pushing back on actually talking to their patients about xylitol is because they say, oh, it's so hard to do. You have to use it 4 times a day. Well, if you use toothpaste with xylitol and you're using brushing your teeth twice a day, my gosh, you're halfway there.
Right.
If you chew gum, once or twice, you have mints, we have candy, you can buy it in little sachets and put it in your tea or coffee. It makes it really easy. And one of the things that's really surprising is that the studies that they've done with xylitol, where they've actually used it 3-4 times a day, I shouldn't say the kids, because there's some that have been done with adults, but they get about 80 to 85% fewer cavities.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's
and you know
very
what
well established. Yeah, that's very well established.
Yeah, it's been very well established. But you know what's really floors me is if you use fluoride as directed by the American Dental Association, the accepted level of reduction of tooth decay is only 26%.
Okay, so why do we put xylitol in the drinking water? I'm not sure.
Well, I think it would make it taste rather sweet, and that would be rather odd.
That would be odd. So it tastes good. I would just want to give a nod to our animal lover constituency out there is that, a little bit of a warning on xylitol. Don't brush your dog's teeth with xylitol toothpaste. Don't give your dog xylitol mouthwash if their dog has, doggy breath. It's not for animals because they have a different metabolism. And while humans can consume xylitol and swallow it, animals don't do well. Also, keep your stash of xylitol away from your pets because it's a different. They have a different xylitol handling metabolism. When humans, what's the limit? Because xylitol, you take lots and lots of xylitol. I mean, say you're an inveterate gum chewer and you chew 20 pieces of xylitol gum every day. You're going to get a lot of dental protection, but could you get a little laxative effect from that, possibly?
With 20 pieces a day, you could possibly.
Yeah.
But if you're used to chewing sorbitol gum or other sugar-free gum, you're going to have that anyways.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Mark Cannon, who I think has also been on your show.
Yes, he has.
He's actually pointed out in a couple of the papers that he's had published that if you use xylitol on a regular basis, it works as a prebiotic because if you're having a bad gut reaction to xylitol, chances are it's because your gut microbiome isn't correct.
So it needs to acclimate to it.
It needs to acclimate. And what he points out, and I'll be really quick with this, is he points out that the xylitol comes from woody fibrous tissue.
Mm-hmm.
In our historic diet, in the past 20,000, 30,000, 40,000 years, It's been only been the last 2,000 years that we haven't eaten a very woody, fibrous diet.
That's a good point, yeah. If you you lose it. We've lost the ability to handle very chewy fibers, you know, the kind of plant fibers that our ancestors ate.
The woody fibers that have a lot of xylitol.
And that's
actually what he points out. And you can go to, I mean, his website and listen to those lectures, because they're absolutely just, I mean, I love watching him lecture. He's a very good, you know, doctor to do that. He's entertaining and he's very informative.
I wonder if raw sugar cane contains some xylitol, because you see these.
It actually has a ton of it.
They're chewing like, you know, sugar cane, you know, right in the fields. And they have brilliant teeth. Their teeth looks great. It almost looks like it acts like a natural toothbrush. And maybe it protects them from the adverse effects of the sugar?
No. I'm going to tell you that my mother-in-law and a lot of other people I know, that they start out with the white, shiny teeth.
Yeah.
But as they continue to eat and suck on that sugar cane,
it
actually rots their teeth.
Yeah.
One of the really big studies with xylitol was actually done in Belize with people with kids who actually lived in that environment where they would just stop and eat sugar cane all the time.
So they had to be protected with additional xylitol.
And the thing is these kids had really, really bad teeth to start the study with.
Okay. So, our take-home message is it is available. And mention the chains that you're now into.
Well, the Sprite products are all your natural retailers. Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods carries some of them. Not a great selection, but they carry some. Sprouts, Earth Fare, all of your natural retailers are going to carry all these products. The Clear products, they're available everywhere. Your grocery stores, Walgreens.
7-Eleven, even.
Rite Aid, 7-Eleven in Hawaii. You know, all of these, the Clear products, X-L-E-A-R, they're available everywhere. I mean, you can get them at Kroger, you can get them at Bash's, you can get them at Ingles. I mean, your grocery stores, Target, they all carry it.
And online as well. Do you ship directly?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
And reminder, it's xlear.com. It's a little catchy X to remind you that it's about xylitol. Anything we missed you want to share with us?
I'm trying to think. The only thing that I can think of is maybe a quick mention of the study that they did in South Korea with where they ate xylitol.
Do it.
And what they did is they gave a whole bunch of these rats, they gave them a lethal dose of the flu virus. And, you know, all of the ones that had no treatment died, because that's what a lethal dose means.
Yeah.
They gave some ginseng, and about 20 to 25% of them survived. But about 70% of the rats that they gave the xylitol to survived.
Wow. So now the mechanism
of
action there.
I do not know.
Okay, because it's taken internally. Maybe it inhibits the flu at some level or does something to bolster the immune system, balance the microbiome. I mean, we're not even quite sure mechanistically what's happening.
The biggest thing, I've discussed this ad nauseum to very large extent with Dr. Ferrer and Dr. Cannon and John Peldiak and my who really understand what is going on there. And the only thing that we can really come up with is that it is helping your microbiome.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably the mechanism by which it gives a boost to the immune response. That's really it. All right. Well, look good. We've had a good session to talk about, some of the science that underlies Clear. I use that product regularly. I recommend it to my family members and to patients. You can get it at clear.com or through your local retailer. And if they don't have the full selection of products, demand that they stock it. Hey, congratulations, Nate, on, you took a chance. Because this is kind of a niche product, but it is a product that has, over the past couple of decades, grown and grown and grown in terms of acceptance, and the scientific validation just keeps on building. So
it's doing well.
We're very proud to have you aboard as a sponsor. Thanks for being there for us, as we are for you. That's Nathan Jones CEO of Clear.com. Thanks for joining us for today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As we age, forestalling and even reversing bone loss becomes more and more important. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Bone Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to ensure your skeletal health. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. In addition to the Bone Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links from my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These new protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DrHoffmanStore.com. That's DrHoffmanStore.com.